Today on Path of Grace.
I am a new creation, a child of God, beloved, redeemed, reconciled, justified in Christ, the righteousness of God, holy, blameless, above reproach, an heir with Christ seated in the heavenlies. Wow. I want you to stare at that for a bit. Look at those words on that paper. Do you believe it? Listen, the world of religion teaches something very different than the truth that you see on that paper in front of you. All right, today you are going to need a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. Heck, maybe even use a crayon if you like. It doesn't matter as long as you can write something on that piece of paper. If you remember, over our last couple of studies, we've been talking about our heart and our mind, guarding and keeping our mind, because out of it flow the issues of life. And today we're going to do a little bit of an exercise to help with our mind, to help us to begin to think different about ourselves, about others, about God and how God sees us and how we relate to God and how we can approach God. I guess we could call this renewing our mind. So I want you to take your piece of paper and your pencil or your pen or your crayon, and at the very top, I want you to write the words, I am. I am. Under the words, I am, write this, a new creation. You are a new creation. Under a new creation, write this, child of God. I am a new creation. I am a child of God. Next, beloved. I am beloved. After beloved, I am redeemed. Redeemed? Yeah. I am reconciled. Reconciled. Beneath the word reconciled, write the word justified. I am justified. Underneath justified, write this, in Christ. I am in Christ. Underneath the words in Christ, write these four words, the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. Underneath those words, write this word, holy. Underneath holy, write blameless. Underneath blameless, write these two words, above reproach. Underneath above reproach, write this, an heir with Christ. Underneath that, write this, seated in the heavenlies. I am a new creation, a child of God, beloved, redeemed, reconciled, justified in Christ, the righteousness of God, holy, blameless, above reproach, an heir with Christ, seated in the heavenlies. Wow. I want you to stare at that for a bit. Look at those words on that paper. Do you believe it? Listen, the world of religion teaches something very different than the truth that you see on that paper in front of you. The things you see on that paper in front of you are what Christ gave Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, to share with you and me about who we are in Christ Jesus. You are beloved. You are a child of God. You have been redeemed. If there was anything that needed to be paid, you know, there's something in human nature where we want to try to pay for everything. We want to earn it. We want to merit it. We want to try to balance the books. Hey, the message is the books have been balanced, and it's all been done in Christ. We have been justified. What's that word mean? Just as if I'd never stumbled, fallen, missed the mark, or sinned. We're justified in Christ. We are the righteousness of God. We're not filthy little maggots. Paul tells us, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we would become the righteousness of God in him. If you are the righteousness of God, what could you ever do to become more righteous in the sight of God? Look at the next word, holy. Paul tells us in Colossians that Christ has presented us to the Father as holy, blameless, and above reproach. The word holy is the word hagios. It's the same word used to describe God Himself. As you read in Revelation, the angels crying out, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." It's the word hagios, hagios, hagios. Listen, if Christ has presented you to the Father as holy, what could you do to be any more holy than that? You're blameless. The world may blame you for things. You may blame yourself for things. But in the eyes of God, you are blameless. You are above reproach. You are an heir with Christ. What belongs to Christ is yours. You're an heir with Christ. Let me ask you something, my friend. Does this sound like some good news? I think it does. And this is the message that Paul the Apostle brought to us regarding who we are and where we stand with God. And here's the amazing part. It's all a matter of grace. It's not based upon our merit or any works of righteousness which we have done or anything we could bring to the table. It's a love gift given by God to you and to me. Now let me ask you, does that make you want to worship God and give God thanks and give God praise and share with others some good news? Now, here's some homework for you. I want you to write out this list every day until we get together again and look at it every day. And you know what? Even add to it every day. And as you do so, keep in mind a passage I gave you for homework in our last couple of studies from Philippians chapter 4. And focus on these things that are true about you in Christ. My name is James Flanders. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.